Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Tuesday, the 18th of May, 2021. Hope everyone's doing well. I am doing fabulously because I have joining us on today's Hyper Chat, along with everyone that are hyper chatting in the Hyper Chat, is from the Sith List. It's Les Gonzalez. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Steel. How are you?
I just went over that just then. Weren't you listening to the show?
I know, but you know, I always feel complete when I ask someone how they're doing. So,
wow, I'm here to complete you. Trust me. What's going on? Who's over your shoulder there? Is that what's that dude's name? Is it Gambit? I'm gonna guess.
No, nice try. No, in the brown is Sabretooth, and then in the blue and yellow and black is Wolverine.
Is Sabretooth, was he in the first X-Men film?
Yes, he was. The very first one, yes.
Okay, and he was played by a wrestler or something like that, yeah?
Tyler Mayne. Yeah, that's the guy. Tyler Mayne.
Is that a good character? Like, are you bummed that he was only in one film?
He's in other films. Liev Schreiber played him in X-Men Origins Wolverine. And I think that was the better version. I like that one better than Tyler Mayne's character. He was just like this big, like, dumb grunt in the X-Men movies. Whereas in with Liev Schreiber, it was like, yeah, that's Sabretooth. Like a very, very calculated type of person.
He was a smaller dumb grunt.
It was a smaller, dumb grunt, but his grunts were more audible, and you could listen to him. So he was, a little bit better at that.
Oscar award-winning grunting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, sweet. Well, today on the Hyper Chat, we're going to talk about a confirmation date for Droid on Disney Plus. J.J. Abrams talks about his sequel lament. I love the word lament, Les, so I had to throw that in. But he's talking on Collider about the difficulties of taking on franchises. And he talks about something that I was hoping he would talk about, which we will talk about. We'll talk about the talkabouting of the talkabouting. Mm. Are you excited? Do you know what's going on?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about it in a moment. And actual Ben Solo merchandise has been released and promptly sold out, and we will discuss that. Can you hear the landscaping going on in my neighborhood?
Yeah, don't worry, you might hear a train passing by my neighborhood too, so we'll let people know where we're living, we're alive, we're doing this.
Okay, good. All right. If it gets too much, it has stopped now, but let us know. Hey, let's duck into this Droids. We'll get this out of the way. And this is from whatsondisneyplus.com. Mm-hmm. Hey, got to give it to them on the website domain. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's no underscores. There's no weirdness. There's no letters that are numbers when they shouldn't be.
Simplistic efficiency. It's just efficient. Just what's on DisneyPlus.com. This is what's coming up, everybody, right here.
It's the website. it's like if you're looking for what's coming up on Peacock, you click the wrong site, you dimwit. Get off. Go away. Click a few advertiser links and then just get out of there. Hey, do you know what I love? Is just on the whole website thing, personalized number plates. When the person can't get the exact thing they want, I love seeing what allowances or compromises they're willing to make in the name, like how many numbers they're willing to swap. Because Araj has got Sith List or the Sith List.
It's just Sith List because it's,
And he's just got all the letters.
I think he has all the letters, yes. So he has Sith and List, yeah.
I always, whenever I'm around him and I see a goofy personalized number plate, which admittedly is every personalized number plate, I like to mention just to sprinkle a little vinegar on the wound. You know what I'm saying? Have you got a personalized number plate, Les? Own up.
No, I don't, but I apparently I do because we all already have them. So, but I don't have a personal one at all. No.
What do you mean we already do have them?
You just said that. I mean, basically, they're all numbered plates, but people do have personalized plates.
Oh, no. I meant all personalized number plates are wacky.
Oh, well, some are. Some have a pretty cool, if you can read them, they're pretty cool, but they
if
are.
If you can read them.
Yes, if you can read them. But I don't have it at all, Steele, at all.
If you're replacing E's with threes, let it go. Let it go.
Maybe. I don't know if I agree with that.
It's a number plate, not an Ezekiel sweater. That's a good reference from the 90s. That's a good
there
reference.
There you go. Yeah, okay. You got it.
Hey, have you ever caught this droids cartoon before?
Okay, so here's the thing. When I was a kid, it was like the most anticipated thing because I really was into Star Wars as a little boy. And I got in trouble a lot as a kid. I was very mischievous. And so I would lose the privilege of watching episodes of Droids. Like my dad knew. He would let me sit and watch cartoons. If I got in trouble at school or whatever, he'd let me sit and watch cartoons. And when Droids was going to come on, he'd send me to my room. And then he would say, I know you love this one. You don't deserve to watch. You got in trouble at school. I had to, and like, I just remember the main character, if I'm not mistaken, is Dash Rendar. And isn't that where he comes from?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think you played up a lot in school because your memory of it is so wrong. I don't think you okay. ever. I think you were just such a delinquent. You didn't get to catch one episode.
I probably didn't catch any episodes. No, I got in a lot of trouble. I definitely got in a lot of trouble.
Hey, so what age? What age are we talking?
Let's see. So I was in third grade. So I was probably about nine.
Nine. All right. So how many weeks of Droids would getting caught with a packet of cigarettes get you?
Well, I never went that far, but I like to run my mouth a lot when I was a kid. So anytime I had to be stay after school or miss recess and they would call my dad, I knew I was going to lose that Saturday. So I think I probably lost every single episode.
Interesting.
I found a way. I found a way to just get in trouble. It just happened.
Life finds a way.
It does. It does.
Well, Phil Stozak had actually, I think it was who it was, had mentioned that Droids were going to hit Disney Plus this year when the Star Wars, you know, the vintage collection was announced. We've got Ewoks, which used to be a back-to-back Saturday or Sunday morning, depending on where you were.
It was a Saturday morning, yes, because I would watch Ewoks.
Yeah, depending on where you were, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm over there in Australia. I'm rocking them Sundays, okay?
Okay.
Don't judge my lifestyle. I'm going to ban you from Disney Plus viewing of it. I'm going
to... I'm getting in trouble again. I'm getting in trouble again, and I'm going to miss episodes of Droids.
I'm going to hack into your account and set the parental levels. Like,
oh, no.
So it's on. And anyway... Oh. For everyone else, except for Les, who's been a very bad boy, you can watch Droids. And this is for the United Kingdom and Ireland, which I assume we're going to have a worldwide rollout of Droids. I couldn't imagine why you wouldn't. But Friday the 18th of June, I wonder if that coincides with the Bad Batch, like the week if it's like a very low level replacement for the Bad Batch. All right, let's. This is something. This is where we've totally ignored the chat thus far. Someone work out what date the final Bad Batch Friday will be. Now, Jason Buono brings up a great point, or I'll ask a great question. Haven't seen Droids. Is the opening song as good as Ewoks? I have the answer to that question, and the answer is yes. Ooh. Let's. Are you aware of this theme song, Wes?
No.
Oh, I should point out when I post any, like when I play a video like this, if the sound cuts out for the entire time or the segment is totally missing, that's on YouTube, not on me. Okay. I just like to explain in advance that the audio version will have everything, I think. But anyway, it shouldn't get caught. But let's go. This is a great. Hey, Les, just turn your head a little bit and just show your just show your ears. See those things on his head? They're in for a treat right now. As I love that acknowledgement. I get what he's doing. He's an idiot. All right. Let's try and move on. All right. Skywalker Club says August 12th. So my theory is totally out the door. Ledra says August 13th. Give or take. And that's if there's a single episode each Friday. But that would be quite a few. That's a lot of double episodes. All right. This is non-related. But back to your ears and the treat that they must, are about to enjoy. This is a banger. Now, this is up there with Ewoks, with The Mask, Transformers, all great themes. Let's add it to the list. Star Wars Droids intro. No weapon in my hand. It's just this brain designed by man. Got me again. I do have to say, in the credits, the bit where Boba Fett's on the skiff, always the most exciting part of the episode, because it gave me the OTs. You know that feeling you get on the edge, the OTs. Beautiful. Trouble again. Put my life in jeopardy. In the service of my friend. I wouldn't care, but it's a dangerous affair. I'm in trouble again. Trouble again. Intro. A-Wing. Rip Tally. The little bit at the end, that got you set that you're about to watch a great bit of animation.
Yes.
Now, have I overhyped this? How do you feel, Wes?
I think I've done enough good since being an adult to where I could watch these episodes. When it does make its debut here in the States on Disney Plus, and I check out what's on DisneyPlus.com, I will definitely be ready to know what's coming on. And that's right. I'll watch it for sure.
I think I liked the Ewoks one more when I was little, because they were just doing Ewok stuff. It's what you expected. But with R2-D2 and C-3PO droids, occasionally you'd see like a stormtrooper. Boba Fett's in it for a little bit, maybe Dengar. But there's an occasional stormtrooper. And it's just like, just give me more of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want stormtroopers in every episode.
Because I think canonically, it's pre A New Hope.
Okay, so I can see where that. All right, so it should be a lot more stormtroopers than anything.
Plenty of them.
Yeah,
get them out everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
What if they reboot it into the CGI? If they try to plan or set this up to see what reception they get to try to reboot it into a CGI and have droids go in forever.
Yeah. Like that. What is that droids show called? A droid story or something? It's animation. Yeah.
Oh yeah. They already have one coming, don't they?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be focused on R2 and C-3PO.
I kind of thought it was.
Okay.
There's not much details on it. So
no, yeah, there isn't a lot out about it. So
it features
whatever droids. You know, I know
it features droids.
There you go.
But yeah, it actually, that announcement, it just makes me think of this cartoon, which I enjoyed, and I will I'll give some episodes a watch. But
great.
But don't make any more. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
right?
Don't go out of your way.
That's understood.
All right, Leitra says, isn't it them talking about their adventures? Like adventures that we've already seen or new adventures? That kind of makes it more interesting to me.
That would be...
Then we could go.
I mean, it'd probably be a mixture of both, right? You know, maybe. I mean, but how much could they really use? Like, from their point of view, it'd probably be cool, but you're right. I would like probably other adventures, if anything.
Yes. Yes. Hey, how are you going with that Bad Batch?
I'm really enjoying it. It's, I'll be honest, I've never been into the animation, Star Wars animation at all. Like, I watched
until you saw that theme song. Is that what you're talking about?
That theme song, yeah, totally won me over. No, but I really wasn't like into it. But watching the final season of Clone Wars and now watching this, it's been really entertaining. And I never, Bad Batch has made me, Bad Batch has made me appreciate Star Wars animation now. So I could see myself going back to watch all the other shows that have come out, but I really do like the Bad Batch. This has just been it's just been really good so far, these first three episodes.
So Thanksgiving's come early for you this year.
All of it. Christmas too. Yeah.
You've learned to appreciate. Yeah, I'm digging it. I am liking it 5%, 10% more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I've just got a medium level of excitement. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm just...
Right, it's understood, yeah.
Yeah. But
well, hey. Also, what this show has done is I've never had a soft spot for any type of character in any show.
Well, you're a bit of a prick.
But Omega, Omega is, has, this show has made me love Omega. Like, if anything happens to this character, I'm actually going to be emotional. I feel myself... I'm probably going to shed a tear or two. Like, that has never happened to me before. And so I'm totally invested in Omega.
Hey, in the spirit of being really annoying, I'd love to press you into doing your Omega impression, please.
Oh, no. Do I have one?
I'm up for it.
What do I have? Hi, I'm Omega. That's it. That's as good as it's going to get, dude. That's it. And that smile alone right there, that's all I needed was an introduction. I'll take it.
Rekka, I'm horrible at accents. I can barely do an Australian one, so.
Yeah, and you're asking me to do a New Zealand accent, right? Isn't that a New Zealand accent?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do not want to disrespect anyone. I'm sorry. I won't do that.
It's very, it's probably the right thing to do. Omega, force sensitive, not force sensitive. What do you think? What do you hope?
So I was talking to my good friend Raj actually about this yesterday. I'm just going to leave it open. I think she's just, I just think she's exceptional. What I want to say is, if we go by the time, and maybe the timeline screwed up, but in The Mandalorian, they were using Grogu to try to clone more force sensitive beings, right?
I don't know if they were trying to, one would presume, because there is a cloning thing, and they're definitely trying to harness the force out of the blood.
Right. So my thing with the Raj was, okay, what if the Kaminoans had already perfected that? And say it got destroyed in the total collapse of the Empire. Everything got destroyed, all the research, everything. They're trying to build it back. So does that mean Omega is the very first success of that? And they didn't have to use Grogu's blood. They just figured out a way to do it. You know what I mean? Like, without a force-sensitive being.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to mess with it. That's why I'm like, I really don't want to mess with this, because that would imply that they had something already in place, that they were able to enhance Omega to the level of being force-sensitive, or at the very least, able to... I don't know. There's something about this character, but I you start thinking and you start going all over the place.
Yeah, I just had this thought. I wonder if we'll see the destruction of Kamino in the next, 14 episodes? 13 right. episodes.
Right.
I hope she's not force sensitive, because I feel like that makes it it's another like Groguism.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, for sure. Exactly.
Because a lot of the scenes, well, not a lot of, but you know, a few of the beats and scenes from Din and Grogu have sort of been repeated with Hunter and
Omega. Yeah.
Omega, yeah. So you know, it's just a bit much. You know, I know it's like poetry, it rhymes, but you don't have to rhyme every line. You can miss every second line or something.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, you don't have to repeat everything. I mean, it's cute. It's really cool to see her picking up his mannerisms, and you know, their bond is developing, and it's strengthening every episode. But yeah, they don't have to do too much like Din and Grogu.
Yeah, just let Grogu be Grogu, hey?
Exactly.
James Hallahan says, I want to know why Omega was created. The name alone suggests she was the last of something. Well, stuff like that is the tantalizing little mysteries that that will keep me up to 12:40 on a Friday morning. I don't know how you guys are up chatting with Corey and stuff in the middle of the night.
I go to bed. I go to bed. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Hey, let's go to a bit of JJ Abrams action here. And this is on Collider as I click on the link to bring up a bit of a deal. You can see the ad there, best movies on Netflix, you know, for people that refuse to click on what's on DisneyPlus.com. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
The holdouts. Now, I'll just pop that back down. Let's go to some quotes. He's talking, because there's all this talk about him, what he's going to have to do with DC. In the end, what is he doing with these DC films, Les? You in the comic universe cinematic chattosphere more than I.
Yeah, so what I understand is he's producing a Justice League Dark, which, if I'm not mistaken, introduces magic into the DC expanded universe. So he's doing that. And then, if I'm not mistaken, him and Ta-Nehisi Coates are also going to try to bring a black version of Superman to the big screen also.
Got you.
So those are two of the big ones coming out. If I'm not mistaken, he helped produce Watchmen, but I could be wrong on that too, which is also a DC Comics property too.
I think he did.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how much he actually had to do with it, but apart from,
That's right.
Got those, that sweet bunk coming in. But he has this quote, which is very interesting. Well, I'll say the opportunity to get to work on any pre-existing franchise is definitely a double-edged sword. Should have said laser sword. But, That would be him seen to agree with Ryan Johnson. He couldn't do that. So he had to leave that pun alone. And while I'm grateful and proud to have been involved in the projects, of course, all I see, this is the bit that tantalized me, because I always had one. Like, was he happy with how it all ended up? Like, am I back? I feel like I'm back. Les,
yeah.
You there?
You're good. Yeah, I see you. Great. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always wondered if he was sort of had second guessed it or anything. And, you know, the reaction, whilst, you know, a lot of people love the film, it's definitely a noticeable negative reaction to the film as well, with a lot of, contrary opinions on what they should have done. So I always wondered if he ever pondered this. And he hints to it here, and he says, of course, all I see is what things could have been and what might have been done. Which, as someone that was very frustrated with his final film, it gives me solace to think that he's pondering it, you know? I don't want to abuse him or anything, but I would like him to go, yeah, maybe we should have made the fleet come because I were inspired by the brave death of Luke Skywalker. Hey, I'm just editorializing over here. But what do you think, Les?
I mean, I think it's just another case of hindsight being 2020, and, you know, for him to acknowledge some shortfalls, and I mean, the question is, there's nothing he can really do about that, right? Like, it's already done. It's just, now that you see it, okay, fine, what are we going to do going forward, I guess, would be the answer to that, or at least another question that he has to answer and at least keep in mind.
He continues, the importance of it is not lost on me as temporary custodian of any ideas, whether they pre-exist us or not, which is to say, I think that even with an original idea, somehow I still don't quite understand where that creative impulse comes from and how the experience of writing something really is yours. I feel like we're all just channeling something that we're trying to serve as opposed to something that we are doing and that is our work. So I sort of interpret that you're writing for the property. You're not writing like in a free spirited story writing. Is that how you'd sort of take it, Les? Or,
well, I mean, at this point, I don't see how someone hasn't called him out for just trying to get all the notches on his belt. If you think about it, you know what I mean? He's had a hand in every single property so far that we've all grown up with.
Except Marvel?
Except Marvel. I think he hasn't been there. But I think at this point, after he gets some more DC stuff going, you know, and he said it, he's a caretaker. So, yes, if he's going to write for the property, then, or at least produce along those lines, I mean, I would have to say you got to respect what has come before, if that's the case, and you got to try to maintain that to a certain degree. So I don't know, this one's this his like, and it's funny because it's all he's really done, you know. So he's had, I think, one original film, and then Abrams has done a lot of like reboots, and he's touched a lot of things. So I think he should know all this stuff going into it, right?
Yeah, he adds this, which is, you know, I feel like maybe he is sort of acknowledging he suffered from it maybe a little bit. But I think being a temporary custodian of a project for as long as you have, it is no small honor, responsibility, or obligation. It blows my mind, of course, but you have to do the work. I think if you were to stay in a state of amazement at what it is that you're working on, it's hard to actually get anything done.
And I think maybe he had that happen, the latter part. He had that happen in Star Wars. Especially for those people who were really disappointed in Rise of Skywalker. I think maybe that was the case. It's just, I'm wrapping this thing up, and, you know, he gets in the long story, he gets to say, you know, he gets to say he was part of all these things. He has his mark on a lot of different properties now. So for him to get caught up in things, or at least acknowledge, yeah, if you start looking at things, you're going to get caught up in it. That's a big deal. It can happen easily. I will say this. I think he did a great job with his Star Trek. And Force Awakens was obviously awesome. But yeah, I mean, I don't think he didn't get the same amount of, and the same amount of controversy didn't come with the Star Trek stuff. You know, it's like he was able to do some things, and then I think he passed it off to other people, but still, like, I guess Star Wars is just different.
Yeah, but I think like the circumstances were different with, you know, there's been Star Trek films, you know, pretty right. consistently through the years. And also, like, Gene Roddenberry had been so far removed. Do you know what I mean? Where he did the first.
No, like, I understand. Non-George exactly. Lucas one. Yeah. Yeah. Because Lucas is still around, obviously, and he could show up at any time and say, hey, you know, and he did do that. Right.
Sorry. It was George Lucas. He just showed up at any time. It was,
did he bring noodles?
I hope so.
There you go.
I felt like that was my little ode to the Blue Harvest podcast. The whole is getting scared by someone in the house. Like one of my negatives on the mostly otherwise amazing The Force Awakens is when he had to sort of do that ode to the Death Star trench run on Starkiller Base, you know, when Poe goes into the trench, like that was one of the things where he just tried to pay homage like too hard. And I had people sort of, they just equated that with like, it's just a reboot. He just did it's the same thing. But I remember just watching it just like literally as I'm watching it going, Don't just get out of there. Get out of there.
Yeah. What are you doing in there? Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to apologize to Mary Reed.
I mean,
she got scared by George Lucas.
There you go. You helped her out. What I was going to say is, oh wow, I lost my thought there.
We're talking about the trench run, Force Awakens.
Well the comment that just came up, and I get what you're saying too about the Star Trek. All he did was just recast the same roles too. So it was like you had the blueprints to just follow and just plug and play. So I get that. And everybody definitely acted exactly how their characters were. Chris Pine was a great Kirk. Carl Urban is a great Bones. And Zach Quinto is a great Spock. Like, they just made it happen. So I get it. He establishes new characters in Star Wars and is trying to still pay homage and give you those moments, those like heroic moments. So yes, of course Poe's going to duck in there for his own trench run instead of, right. And you should be like, no, get out of there. You don't have to do that. But it's one of those ways to show how daring and awesome this character is. He's the new pilot, you know, and you give Rey her moments. I mean, and that's another thing of, you know, if you get caught up in what you're doing and looking at it going, this is just Star Wars, instead of saying, okay, look, let's figure out a real way to do this. Let's figure out ways to handle giving Poe his moments, establishing Rey and Kylo in their dynamic. You know, it's just, he was able to pull it off, but, you know, there's always going to be that nagging criticism that just, you know, when creators have to deal with these things all the time. So,
yeah, I JC Productions said he played it too safe. And, like, I feel like for the artistry, yes, but $2 billion ain't wrong.
Yeah, that money, that's the high reward right there.
I've got a few tweaks. You know, a few little tweaks. One of them, a massive oversight. I can't believe I'm picking this scab, but Leia walking past Chewbacca at the end. They just snub each other.
Oh, yes, yes, that's yeah, little details. Yeah, details. Yeah. You should have played it safe. He should play it safe. It's Star Wars. Like I said, with Star Trek, and I'm sorry to keep bringing this up, they knew what they had to do. They just knocked it out. Even though Simon Pegg was a different version of Scotty, he still pulled it off. Everybody, for the nostalgia's sake, you could say, yes, I can accept that. I can accept Zoe Saldana as Uhura. Like, great, they gave us a little bit more meat to the character overall. It was a true passing of the torch. Yeah, trying to add new characters and expand this thing after all the other attempts have been done. And I mean, yes, $2 billion is a great reward, but I can see where he's just like, ooh, maybe I should have never touched it, you know?
Mm. You know what he should have done?
He should have clicked on what's on DisneyPlus.com.
I was thinking about this today for some reason, in an alternate universe where J.J. Abrams decided to split the final episode of the Star Wars saga, the Skywalker saga, into 10 movies, into two, we would be gearing up. We'd be like going, yes, the cinemas are going to be open this December for the premiere of the final episode of the Skywalker saga, Star Wars X 10. That's in the alternate universe.
And that, also, I would have accepted that for
there's
sure.
There's also another alternate universe where they did it at May, like they held it over. Mm. And because of that, it still hasn't been released.
Oh.
Because of COVID. Could you imagine? Right. Could you imagine, right, if it got held up? And then you didn't like it.
Oh yeah, that would definitely leave a sour taste in everybody's mouth. Yeah, I think a lot of people would not be happy.
JC Production says Episode 7 would have made that money regardless of the final product. I totally disagree. People went back again and again, told people it was good. Like the word of mouth was. You don't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Easy. It was a pop culture, like, perfect storm with everything, everyone coming back, all that good stuff. But yeah, You don't fall ass backwards into two bill. Not in my experience, anyway. Hey, let's do this. A little bit of advertorial here, Les. I hope you don't mind. But Chris Hall and I collabed on a new Steel Wars t-shirt. And, buddy, I made a little sizzle clip for it. Check this out. You ready?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right.
Stop that.
Identify yourself.
I am IG-11. I am this child's nurse droid and require that you remind him to me immediately.
A nurse droid? I thought it was a hunter. Aren't IGs usually hunters?
Now, evidently, this one's a nurse.
I'm sorry, nurse, but you're going to have to get out of here.
Are you refusing my request?
No. I'm telling you to get out of here.
Oh.
That was unpleasant. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Hey, little clippo. If you're just listening to the audio version, trust me, just go buy a t-shirt. All right. The link's down below. Friends don't let friends hurt Baby Yoda. Oh, wait. I've got YouTube playing now. Oh, my God. Now I'm. Anyway, sorry. I just had all these things happening in my ears. But yeah, a little clip for a new tea. Very violent.
Still pretty cool.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, Tops have released, amazingly, one of the rarest characters to get merch on. Even Toro Calican has more official merch than this dude. And that is Ben Solo. Now, they do these living set fine art cards, Tops. They do a few a week and you can only buy them for 1 week and then they move on to the next cards sort of thing. And they're at a premium. They're $20 because they're so limited edition. And the Ben Solo one, I'm not sure why I just took that down. It sold out in like the first, I think it was like 20 minutes or something like that. And I tweeted about this before. The message sent from this isn't, hey, let's go make some more figures from Hoth. It's I just do not get, like, I cannot think of a character with such a passionate fan base so underserved with merchandise. I love the marketing and like aspect of like Star Wars and stuff. It just really interests me. And just the amount of money they're leaving on the table and handballing to fan artists and stuff. And we all know they're scum of the earth, these people that put out the fan merchandise. Woof. But yeah, what do you make of this, Les? As someone who I presume has a little bit of appreciation for money and it flowing in.
I think they want to milk this. I think there's someone saying, hey, we need to just slow it down on this thing, which I hate to think that.
Les, coming first out, giving them the – I'll have to cut you off. The benefit of the doubt? You're saying this is some sort of like master marketing strategy?
I don't think – okay, and it may not even be that calculated. Like it may not even be something that calculated. It may just be, oh, hey, did you see all the Kylo stuff flew off the shelf?
Hey.
Oh, we need – you dude, know?
With all respect, but I think
– grasping for straws.
It looks
– you know what? In all honesty, you're right, though. I don't know why they wouldn't put more merchandise out for the guy. he's obviously got, I mean, that card alone, that look right there is, I would say, everyone who grew up from like 1999 to like 2008, like that whole angst filled My Chemical Romance, like just an emo era, that picture, that face alone is the face of that time frame right there. I mean, and there's plenty of people that would spend a lot of money to just have that. Look at that. That is every front man for all those bands back in the day. It is. It's like,
you think he's got an Atticus hoodie on?
For sure. For sure.
Sorry. Yes. Some of these references are just for me.
But yeah, I could, yeah, he's sewn on everyone's backpack in middle school. He probably has, they have little patches of him sewn onto their backpack. Just, yeah, all kinds of, yeah, they should be making more money. You're right. They should definitely be just the giant monopolized company that they are and just go for it. Just take corner of the market and be like, we have all the Kylo stuff you want. Tops, on the other hand, I do understand why they're doing this, but they should put more Ben Solo cards out, especially if they're going to sell out.
Yeah, well, Tops have done their part. I just like, yeah, I just don't get how there's not a Black Series figure. Like, again,
I got a Sad Boy back here.
Dude, Kylo Ren is not Ben Solo.
Still counts to me. Sorry. I know people are going to be angry. But yeah, here he is.
That's like having a pod racing Anakin Skywalker figure and saying, I've got Darth Vader.
Okay, no, that is not it. But you know what? Fine.
Yes.
Fine. No, I'm just going to sit my friends right here.
All right. Daniel's not referring to what I just said, but I'm going to put up their comment anyway, just to make it look like they're agreeing with me. So that's very true. Good point, Lol. I might just leave that up there because it's going to be true of anything I say.
From here on in, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, from the start. I just don't get how there's, like, you can make a t-shirt, trust me, you can make a t-shirt like that.
Yes, and, you can.
Like, let alone a figure. It just, I'm fixated on it. I just, how do you miss it? How do you miss it?
Well, okay, you see what happened with Grogu first hit the scene, and it was like, what are they doing? Disney, what are you doing? Get more merch out there. Come on, let's do it. And they've flooded the market now. Like, and people are just snapping it up. So somebody at some point is going to say, look, we got to put more Ben Solo stuff out there and some more Kylo stuff too, just in case.
I would not put any more Kylo Ren stuff out there. I feel like he's been exhausted, with the exception of like sweet art prints, because anything on a sweet art print is it's fabulous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's that. Ben Solo. Make a figure. The Ben Solo bit is like one of my, everything with Ben Solo in The Rise of Skywalker, big fan of. The bit where he died, I'm not a big fan of that. And yeah, the fact that, okay, not everything with Ben Solo I'm a perfect fan of, because I did think that Rey and him should actually fight the Emperor together, instead of, like, it was like a bad WWE three-way, you know, where like there's three wrestlers and one of them just gets like body slammed out of the ring for half the match anyway. So it was like, why even make it a three-way?
Right, exactly.
I would like to point out, I'm talking about wrestling matches here. But I just made myself lose my train of thought. Ben Solo. But
yes,
when he does the shrug thing.
So Rey got body slammed out of the ring and it's Ben Solo, right? There you go.
But when he does the shrug and the look away gun, like, two of my favorite things. The Han Solo bit, best. So I buy very sparingly. The background might look different, but this is over a long period of time of figures. But I would have got, and I will continue to would have bought, a vintage collection carded Rey Skywalker and Ben Solo. I would have. I just to be at peace, to conclude my collecting journey through.
So you're looking for a Black Series battle damaged, redeemed Ben Solo.
Yeah. Oh, figure. Personally for me, I want a vintage collection card because that's what I'm up for. But I just don't get why they don't make anything.
Yeah. What would they even, would they title it what I just said if they did make the figure? Would it be redeemed? Like in parentheses, would it be Ben Solo redeemed or would it be?
Nah, it's just Ben Solo.
There you go.
Because by him being called Ben Solo, he's redeemed.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
All right.
All right.
And if you want to disagree with me, I just, all I can say is.
There it is. Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. You're right. That little, just, yeah, that works.
All right. Let's, we've almost done, we've done 50 minutes. What a charming time we've had. I feel like that's a sweet bit of podcasting. What do you make of it, Les?
I think we can hang it up now. Yeah, we can wrap it up.
All right, sweet. If you are listening to this on the podcast feed and you want more podcasts like this multiple times a week, bonus episodes, just put up a new Robbo report. And tomorrow I'm going to put up another Robbo report where we actually, on the first one, on the one that just went up, which is Patreon exclusive video and audio, just $3 a month. But we do a bit of a deep dive on George Lucas's sequel trilogy plans and planning, secret meetings that took place at a Star Wars celebration, microorganism, living on microorganism, and Luke Skywalker's top knot. It's all covered, Les. It's it is a good time. But if you want to support the pod and get bonus content in both audio in a podcast feed that just downloads like any other podcast or on exclusive YouTubes, it's just $3 a month, patreon.com/steelwars. There should be a link in your show notes. Les, you are co-host of, and I don't know why I do, I just love torturing him, but one of the most entertaining yet worst intro podcasts, The Sith List.
You know what's funny about it? I think you get a dual intro when you listen to our podcast, because the way the podcast theme music, the opening theme, it has all our names.
It does too.
It has all our names, and it has our little signature quote with the names. So, I mean, it's there already, but Raj likes to do it. Yes. He just likes to do it.
It's always a journey. I love it when I come on. It's just like, all right, and everyone's here and steal. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I've just trolled him out of giving any of his friends
credit. Yeah, he's just like, screw it. We're done here. Let's just move forward with the show.
I got to tell you, that Spider-Man, that uncle with the great power come great responsibility. I'm not using it correctly. I'm ruining your podcast. But The Sith List, tell us about it and where the good people of the internet can track it down.
Okay, so we are five awesome dudes that do, we give you your week in geek. We have our good guy Boo go on out there and find some Boo bits, and we talk about everything from Star Wars to video games to anime to HBO series, Showtime series, whatever we're watching, whatever you guys are into on all streaming platforms. If you're listening to us, we record Wednesday nights, new episodes every Sunday. We do have a treat out, though. We gave an early access to our 250th episode this past
Congratulations.
Week. Thank you so much. And that's that for The Sith List if you're listening to our pod.
What's up with the two? You know what the 250th? You know what was wrong with it, don't you? It wasn't the intro.
There was no button Naboo, I don't think.
It had no Naboo. In celebration of 250 episodes, it should have been nothing but Naboo.
It should have been all the games. Naboos, flash rounds, but yes, for sure.
There was the Stockholm Syndrome. I'm beginning to like Naboo. I love it.
I actually like Naboo too. I'm going to say it. I think I've been on record as saying I like Naboo. But, you know, the people playing don't like it, I guess.
You know, one of my favorite things about it? It's how much King Tom hates it. It's the best.
Yeah, he's got an open hate for Naboo.
It's quite good. But yeah, Syphilis, really 250 episodes. Go listen to them all. This afternoon on 365 speed play and tuck into it. But yeah, it's always a good time. Good amount of Star Wars covered and yes. Whatever else is happening. Hey, we would be remiss if we didn't give a shout out, special mention to our old mate, the algorithm. Hey?
Mm.
Remember him? He's a good dude, but he's needy. So needy. Give the episode a like. If you're watching later on, give us a comment. If you're listening on iTunes, hey, the stars don't cost a thing, but they give so much. And we appreciate it. So there's that. Thanks so much, Les. I've had a ball, but clearly this episode has gone on
long enough.
So, and we'll see you on Thursday. Maybe, maybe we'll have Corey. We've been doing well. I think we've had two Corey Thursdays successfully in a row. So we can all just shout out.
Please.
And see what's up. May that force be with you. Thanks, buddy. Good time.
Thank you.
The man no one calls Crunch Crunch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.